what do you do for fun? That's unfortunately a very popular question when you're trying to get to know someone. But for the longest time, I didn't know how to answer that question. Whenever someone would ask me, I would hear alarms in my head and kind of panic and fumble my way through that question. My go-to answers were usually, I listen to music, or I read. I really hadn't read for fun in a really long time. The homework and the stress put upon reading for assignments really just kind of evaporated all the fun out of reading for me, and that sucks because I was definitely the accelerated reader kid who read tons of books every week, definitely got my little prize, but at that time, I really didn't know how else to answer that question. And so that began the question of, had I forgotten who I was? Hello, and welcome to the second episode of Chronically in Retrospect. I'm your host, Alexandria Rose, and this topic kind of came up a couple months ago when I saw a video about The Rock. It was an interview, and I can't remember what the interviewer's name was, but he asked The Rock, what did he do for fun? Because he followed The Rock on social media, and it always looked like The Rock was just project after project after project. And The Rock didn't know how to answer that question. And so it kind of took me back to that time in college where I was asked that question pretty frequently because you're meeting new people all the time. And I wasn't anywhere near as accomplished as The Rock at that time. So it made me think a little bit deeper about it really doesn't matter like where you are or who you are. Most of us get caught up in the external factors of life. For most people, I think that's like work, kids, friends even, or just like being how you're being perceived by others, or just trying to be better, stronger, more fit, and all these other ideals that society kind of tells us that we should want to put more emphasis on. And unfortunately, the self-preservation of it all just kind of gets left behind. Self-preservation isn't anything that's really taught. In fact, I learned that through my own journey, self-care was actually meant to be an act of self-preservation, not what we know it to be now, like the whole treat yourself meme. And I'm definitely someone who loves to treat myself, so I'm not saying that you shouldn't want to treat yourself. You definitely should. That is part of self-preservation, I think, in my opinion. But self-preservation is really a way to connect with yourself and keep getting to know yourself through the different stages of your life. Like, what do you do for fun? What makes you happy? What satisfies you? What is fun for you? What, what draws certain emotions out of you? Self-preservation is something that you have to consciously make time for. I don't think anyone has willingly decided to lose themselves in day-to-day life, but unfortunately, if you're not setting aside that time, it gets pretty easy to get swept up. And so for me, a lot of focus right now for me is having more fun, incorporating more fun in my life. And so the topic of hobbies seemed fitting to talk about this episode, and specifically hobbies as an act of self-preservation. Some of the hobbies that I've been incorporating into my new normal as of late are puzzles. I used to love puzzles when I was a kid. So that's how I know that this is like something that brings me true joy, because at my true essence as a kid, like, that's just what I like to do for fun. I like puzzle games, I love strategy games, anything that requires me to shut off my ADHD brain and focus on the task at hand. And I don't know what it is specifically about puzzles that just makes it so easy for me to turn on my brain, but it does, and I love it because I'm tired of the voices. But I just completed a 100-piece puzzle that had been sitting in my closet for a couple of years, I think. But it was actually really, really fun. And I'm glad I got to spend that time, even if it was just like an hour a day dedicated to this puzzle over the, well, it was like 2 to 3 weeks, I think. I didn't really count, but I fully dedicated time and I took breaks. I didn't do it every single day. You don't have to like bombard yourself with like a totally new routine every single day, but it was good to just kind of like settle in my own energy, put on some vibey music, some ambient music. You can do lo-fi or jazz. For me, there have been playlists coming up on my YouTube that are like the soundtrack to The Prince of Egypt or Barbie, like any of the Barbie movies. Those are fire to just put on in the background and just mellow out. Something else that I've been doing is getting back into reading. Like I said in the beginning, I lost touch with reading for fun. And I kind of picked it up again during the pandemic, or during lockdown. The pandemic is still during lockdown in 2020. I had just graduated from trade school like 2 days before lockdown happened in Georgia. So any prospect of a job was gone, especially as a photographer at the time. So I just threw myself into hobbies. I didn't know what else to do. I don't think it was even a conscious decision for me to rediscover hobbies. I was just like, fuck it. If I'm going to be in this house all day with people who heighten my anxiety, let me just throw myself into my art. I started painting again for fun. I created so many paintings. There was a florist on Instagram who went live and like showed us how to put together little bouquets, which is something that I have gotten back into recently as well, because I love buying myself flowers every week. And instead of just buying like a ready-made bouquet from the grocery store, I pick out certain flowers. I either go to the grocery store and pick out the smaller like single flower bouquets, or go to an actual florist to get like cuter flowers, because I live in the middle of nowhere and the flowers are not, they're very basic. And so I make it like a little art practice, like a little expression for me to see what I can create with these flowers. What else did I do during the pandemic? I started a puzzle, but then I moved before I finished it, and so I never finished it. But anyways, that time for me was rediscovering my hobbies that I loved to do when I was a kid, but also discovering new ones. Like that time, as sad as it was for the world, and I'm so sorry if you lost anyone during that time, for me during the pandemic, it was really like a call to stillness and to just pour myself into creations. It sucked that it was during a time where there was so much devastation happening around the world. But when is it not? There's so much going on in the world, which is why hobbies are needed. We need to stay grounded during this time. There's a lot going on, and it's easy to get wrapped up in the rabbit hole of all the devastation that is happening, all the BS that is happening right now. But having these moments of self-preservation, whether it be like 30 minutes or an hour, even 10 to 5 minutes a day, can really help keep you at an like a steady, stable, grounded inner mood, just I cannot describe how necessary that has been for me over the past 4 or 5 years, really. But other hobbies, like I said, I've been reading. I just finished reading The Love Hypothesis, I think is what it's called. And I'm reading Evelyn Hugo and Her Seven Husbands, or whatever that title is. And I completed 2 audiobooks. Audiobooks, it took me a while to get used to them because I'm definitely a physical book person. But they are helpful because they're the 2 that I just finished, even though I did not like them, they were less than like 2 hours long. So I finished them back to back in a day. But for that, even though I didn't like them, I gave it a try. They weren't my usual genres. But for me, like, I love to learn. So the way I saw it was like, let me gain a different perspective. They were from authors of different countries. I'm in the United States. The books that I read were from authors who are French and Irish. And for me, that's still a win. Like, if I'm expanding my perception and, like, views and point of views, especially from other cultures, I love that. So it was still, like, a win in my book. And I have plenty more to read. Audiobooks and actual books that have been sitting in boxes for quite some time. So what better time than now to get going in growing my love for reading for fun again. But yeah, what else have I been doing for fun? I've been creating a lot on Canva. I didn't predict that as something that I would love to do, but I do. I've been having a lot of fun with that website. Like I said, I was a photographer, so there was some graphic design that was needed every now and then, but not a lot. But Canva, it's bringing out the inner graphic designer in me, and I kind of like it. Yeah. I definitely love scrolling on Pinterest, and Pinterest, look, as much as I'm definitely, like, peeling myself away from my phone as a hobby, the doom scrolling, but Pinterest for me, I don't know, it's something about not interacting with other people. And just it being like my little sanctuary of like things that I love that makes it a hobby for me. Like seeing how I've grown over the years, my Pinterest now definitely looks so much different, so much more different than what it did 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. Yeah, it's definitely, I've seen some growth on that app specifically. So now putting together what feels like me, and I can say that with certainty now that I'm 30. And I know who I am a little more clearly. That's fun to get to know myself through imagery. I am a visual artist. But outside of hobbies that I know that I like, that I've like pulled from my inner child, my childhood, I actually made a list of all the shit that I want to get into. And it's called that. Because there's a lot, like I said, I have an ADHD. There's so much that I want to try and do and learn and experience that I had to write them down in the handy dandy notes app. I love my notes app, and there's so many apps. I'm looking at it right now. There's 580 notes, which, to be fair, for some people might be light work, but it helps me stay relatively organized. So some of the hobbies that I have on this list are, let me see, I put them into categories because I am a Virgo sun, so I like organization. Finally learning how to sew. I've been wanting to learn how to sew since I was in the 5th grade. Didn't necessarily have the resources growing up, but now I have a sewing machine that's sitting right at my feet. Haven't touched it yet or even opened it. But I have so many ideas. Like, I'm a creative at heart. There's so many ideas going in my head at all times. So I'm excited to finally learn how to sew, and so I can put or bring these ideas into my actual physical reality. So millinery is also something that I would love to learn. I have been getting, like, I love tradespeople with a deep passion. I hate that trades are, like, falling by the wayside, especially having gone to a trade school myself. But I found a milliner that I really love called Heirloom Hats a while back, and just kind of seeing, like, what goes into millinery. It's such a cool art to learn, for me at least, because I love fashion. So I think it'd be cool just to learn for shits and giggles. I don't plan on making this like any sort of career, but just for fun, shits and giggles. If I want to make a hat, I'll know how to do it, so why not? So that's fashion. There's way more. I'm just gonna list a few in each category because we ain't got time for all that. I don't know how many do I have. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 65 hobbies on this list that I want to try. So I'm only 30. I got time. So some of the other hobbies that I want to get into are, like, for instance, dancing. I want to get back into tap because I did tap very briefly as a kid. Like, things like salsa and bachata, I think that would be so fun. I want to take an improv class. I want to get better at improv because improv is a skill, y'all. And I personally think I'm hilarious, but thinking on the fly like that, no. So I want to take that just for shits and giggles. I may or may not want to learn how to play the harp or the cello. I want to get into sculpting, like with clay, like how, like what are they called? Like the sculptures that you see in museums, but instead of like through with marble, with clay. I see that a lot on my TikTok and I think it looks so cool. Ice skating. I want to take horse riding lessons. There's a few other things, like some like healing courses, like herbalism and stuff like that. Cake decorating. Yeah, there's a lot. Learning a few languages. Like, the main one that I'm learning right now is Korean, because I'm nosy, and there's a specific Korean dating show that I want to be able to watch without subtitles. So that's the sole reason why I just learned Korean, but I also want to learn Egyptian Arabic. That's a personal one. So yeah, there's a lot that I want to learn. And I'm looking at archery too, because I went to a YMCA as a kid and they had archery classes, but I don't think I ever got to try them. And that was really sad because I thought it looked really cool. So now that I'm an adult, no one can tell me no. So, yeah. But yeah, like I said, these are just literally to incorporate more fun and joy into my life and to get to know myself through these experiences. Hobbies. Honestly, I think we learn so much about ourselves, ironically, through like external things, like through the people that we interact with and through hobbies. But don't get swept away. Like, don't lose your identity in those things. That is the key thing. Or in other people. Like, for me, hobbies, I don't know why they appeal to me, but I at least want to give them a shot and try them out just to see like how I like them. And I'm not going to fall into the trap of perfectionism and suck the fun out of it, which leads to the next theme or topic in within this podcast, is you don't ever have to be good at a hobby. I think for, especially if you are a creative, like doing the thing you love as a career feels like, and it is good to do something you love, because no one wants to spend 8-9+ hours a day doing shit that they don't like to do. Like, that is so draining. I've done it. I hated it. And unfortunately, that is a reality for a lot of people. So doing something you love as a career sounds amazing. But when you're tying that to your stream of income and you're relying on that one thing as your stream of income, it sucks the life out of it, and you can get burnt out even if you are doing something you love. So to have hobbies and to keep them sacred as something that you just do when you need a pick-me-up, you're just wanting to have a light day, you want just to enjoy something for the sake of enjoying it. I've been seeing a lot of videos of specifically artists talking about enjoying the process, and even that, for me, that's been a theme that has come up in my own journey of self-discovery, is take time to enjoy the process. Like, just feel it out, just allow, if something doesn't turn out the way you want it to, that's okay. You've learned something about the process. You learned something about yourself. All of these things are good. You don't have to specifically be good at a skill for it to bring you joy. And I think a lot of people forget that when they're just doing something for fun, and they get, I don't know, scared because they think about how they'll be perceived, or they don't want to be cringy, or they don't want to suck at something. You're just doing it for fun. And that's like the great thing about hobbies, is that you don't ever have to be good. It's just something that brings you joy. You may not know the reason why it brings you joy. You may not even know why you want to keep doing it if you suck at it. But enjoyment for the sake of enjoyment is so important. Allow yourself to enjoy something without expecting anything more from it. Yeah, I think specifically when it comes to doing something you love as a career, that seems like the most obvious option. I like doing this for X amount of hours a day, so that must mean that's what I'm supposed to do for a career. And that may be true. That may be your purpose in this life, but that's not always the case. Sometimes you may gravitate towards something because it keeps you at a certain energy level to be able to move through life and move through the ups and downs of life with more ease. The hobbies that I've been able to connect with, reconnect with as of late, and even the ones that I have yet to experience yet, I just know that allowing myself just to try, to be seen trying, allowing myself to add and incorporate more fun into my day-to-day routine, what I'm calling my new normal, is allowing me to be still and devote my energy, more of my energy, to myself, which is something that is a very new practice to me, devoting myself, my energy, to me in my day-to-day actions. And it's something that I will continue to promote on this podcast, on my platforms. Devote more of your time to yourself, because you deserve it. Why wouldn't you deserve an hour of uninterrupted time to yourself every week or every day if you can? I personally am single with no kids, so I got a lot of free time. But if that is not you, even if it's just a week, like, you don't have to feel guilty about devoting more of your time to yourself by way of fun and relaxation and ease and stillness. Stillness being the key one. Because I think a lot of people, when they have free time, they're trying to run errands. Or they're trying to do whatever for other people, allowing others to claim their time. Or even take advantage, depending on who you have around you. Making time for self-preservation means you are making time to express yourself. You're making time to feel your emotions and not maybe get wrapped up in so many thoughts. I know that very well. So hopefully this podcast helped you in some way to, or inspired you to take up more of your time. Let's just put it like that. Take up more of your time for fun, for enjoyment. We definitely need a lot more of that in the world right now. There's a lot. Especially if you are someone who's on social media apps, you're more than likely bombarded with the influx of information about what is going on. Definitely so many prayers going towards California right now, with the wildfires. I wish it was wildflowers, but wildfires that are going on right now, as well as many tragedies that are going on around the world. But if those things are important to you and you would like to show up, and I'm just going to add this a little bit, if you want to show up better, you need the energy to do so. You need a connectedness to yourself to be able to do so, to show up in the ways that only you can. And I think I ended the last podcast episode with this as well, but that is very necessary. We all have a purpose in this world, and it takes a certain amount of energy and resilience to the norm, the societal norm, to dedicate more of your time to yourself. And what I mean by this is, if you are someone who constantly finds yourself running on this hamster wheel, trying to be everything and everyone for everybody, you don't actually have the time and energy to show up for yourself. And in the long run, that ends up turning into a lot of resentment for the people around you, for your community, when in fact you have the agency to decide when you actually dedicate time to show up for yourself. Fill up your cup first and then allow the overflow to pour into your community, the people around you, and even on a global scale. Being able to show up effectively for your community, the people around you, depends solely on how you show up for yourself. So you have to start there and put in the effort to actually preserve the parts of you that you were born with, that are your true essence, because there's so much light in that. Reclaim your time and have fun doing so. Have fun doing so. So, yeah. Let me know if you have any questions, or let me know what hobbies you're doing right now. Like, you're rediscovering or discovering new hobbies. What hobbies are you into right now? Leave that in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. Otherwise, if you're just listening, you can go to my YouTube, With Love Alexandria Rose. Or find me on TikTok. That's primarily where I'm at right now on social media. But yeah, let me know. What you up to? What y'all doing? Okay, I will see you guys in the next episode.